day two of the John Thomas Terror Classic in the books for BU. Another really strong day, both in terms of the Terriers and, you know, just putting on another world-class track and field meet, like we so often do here at the TTC. For the women today, today was kind of their day to shine. Started out with an awesome field performance. We saw Peace Omanzane in the triple jump, almost get that 13-meter barrier, finished off with a lifetime best of 12.96. And, you know, that currently puts her 16th in the NCAA and betters her second all-time mark here at Boston University. And we think that 13 barrier is going to be smashed soon. We're excited to see her season unfold as she looks to make a push to be at the NCAA championship. On the track, another highlight was Vera Schoberg. You know, continued her strong start to the season. She opened up in December with a PR in the mile, comes back, lowers that time, dips under 440 for the first time, running 438, which puts her third all-time here at Boston University. She'll get a chance to take some more cracks at that mark as we move through the season. That mark from Vera is also the eighth fastest indoor mile in Swedish history. Something really cool, and I think we're going to see her continue to climb up those rankings as well. For some of the others in the squad, we saw a really great performance in heat win from Kate Edenson, 2:11, runs a lifetime best, gets a heat win here on her home track. It was really fun to see. We also saw a first year, Molly Kiley, mixing it up, pushing for a win in her heat as well. Came home with a really, really strong personal best of 9:52 in that event. We also saw Ellie Roan in the field take home a win in the weight throw at one of the largest meets in the country that happens to be on our campus. She threw a monster 18.79 meter toss in the weight, just short of her lifetime best, but good enough to take down a really, really talented field. We also saw Asia Hamilton finish second overall in the long jump, and same story, taking down a really, really strong field at one of the premier meets in the country. So some really exciting things across the board for the Terriers. And I would say the same was true on the track as a whole. Just like yesterday, you know, today we had some Olympic caliber competitors on the track, and the 5K kind of being that marquee event today. And we saw six women take down the Olympic standard of 14:52. And, you know, part of that was actually a world record, which is no stranger to the track here at the TTC. The U20 world record went down in 14:42 by Senayet Getachew. That was really fun to see. And we also saw two of the five fastest ever indoor 5,000 meter runs by two Americans, Josette Andrews and Courtney Wayman, running 14:46 and 14:49, both dipping under that Olympic standard mark and setting some of the fastest performances in history. Sammy Watson also set a world lead in the 500, which was really exciting. We saw two facility records go down. We had another top 10 mark in NCAA history in the mile with Kimberly May, 4:27. So across the board, we saw just some incredible track and field here at the TTC, something that we are very accustomed to.